Word of Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Today on Word of Life, finding fulfillment. Are you feeling stuck, frustrated, or unfulfilled in some part of your life or relationships? We want to help you find direction, purpose, and joy. Give us a call.
Everyone says they want to have a great marriage and family and personal life. Well, the theology of the body reveals how you can actually achieve it.
More to life.
The happiest couples know how to say I do to each other every moment of every day.
Surprising, relevant, hopeful.
Angela, let's not just settle for stopping your son's behavior.
Exactly. Let's talk about the kind of young man you want to raise.
Practical, theology of the body-based answers for every part of your life.
God's original blueprint didn't include depression and anxiety.
Yeah, that's a human invention. God wants to set you free. Let's talk about making that happen.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to life.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
And I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, the show is titled Finding Fulfillment, as we talk about those places in our lives where we might feel stuck, frustrated, or unfulfilled. Perhaps there is something that's unsatisfying about your work or role, or you feel stuck in an unrewarding relationship, or there's some other part of your life that isn't working out the way you wish it was. Well, the good news is you can do more than just throw up your hands in disgust and say, oh, well, there's nothing I can do. In fact, there's lots you can do to get unstuck, to stop feeling frustrated or unfulfilled in those parts of your life. And we want to help you break through those barriers to find the fulfillment that God has in store for you and start living the life that God has for you. Give us a call. The number is 877-573-7825. Again, that number, 877-573-7825.
And a lot of people might be kind of staring at their radios with a quizzical look on their face right now.
And why might that be?
Because it's a Friday in Lent. And what are we talking about? Being fulfilled, getting out of frustration, getting out of feeling stuck in a situation. But I think that it's absolutely the right thing to be meditating on and working toward on a Friday in Lent, every day in Lent, because Lent is there to clean us out of all of the garbage we hold on to, all of the things that we pacify ourselves with, all of the things that we cram into us in place of God. And when we allow ourselves to focus on God, focus on letting Him into our hearts, into our minds, into our lives, He gets us unstuck. He lifts us above the frustrations and tells us what He wants us to do with it so that we can be His people, so that we can walk more closely with Him, so we can be open to the guidance of His Holy Spirit, so that He can work in our lives to help us to be everything He wants us to be and to affect the other people in our lives in that way that brings God more into their lives and their situation. Lent is not some coloring book situation where, you know, you sit there and you color in the stations of the cross and you just look at that and do nothing with it. All of those Lenten practices are there to move us closer to Christ Jesus, to move us closer to who He wants us to become more of His people, His children, so that we can be who He wants us to be and in that affect and evangelize the world. So this is a perfect time to really look at those things that we feel frustrated by, those people we feel frustrated by, and to ask God for answers and get tools to work on making those answers happen so that we can bring God's will more into our lives and into the world.
877-573-7825 is the number. Again, that's 877 573-7825. And, you know, I think this topic is really it's an important part of our ongoing Lentil Health series. Again, it's not about the beans. It's about Lent as opposed to mental health. It's Lentil Health. How do we use this season in the church to fast from falsehood? In other words, to give up the lies that Satan uses to hold us back. You know, very often we feel unfulfilled. We feel frustrated and stuck because of the thoughts that go through our head that say things like, there's nothing we can do. What's the point of trying? It's always going to be like this. You don't deserve more anyway. Why are you being so selfish to even think that this could change or that you should want it to change? You know, so many messages that go through our minds that cause us to stay trapped in the lies that separate us from God's grace and the life that God wants us to have. But Jesus Christ tells us that the truth will set us free and that he came to give us a more abundant life, which does certainly mean heaven, most of all, but it also means a life of grace in this world.
And we're not talking prosperity gospel here, like God only wants you to have great and wonderful things. But what God wants is for you to have a life that is centered on loving and serving him and knowing his love and allowing you to flourish in the way he's created you to flourish and not be sucked into the lies of Satan.
Well, and even if you're going through something in your life or relationships that's not easily remedied, you know, we can respond to that suffering in a way that is worldly and essentially says, look at how the world can crush us, or we could respond to that suffering in a way that is in that is graceful for us and inspiring to others, that allows the world to see how mightily God is moving in us in the face of that. And I think that all of us would rather respond in that way. And that is, you know, when you're living in that state of mind, even when you're going through a very difficult situation, you don't feel as stuck or frustrated or unfulfilled as you would if you weren't approaching it with that mindset, that graceful mindset.
Well, and as you're saying this, Greg, you know, I know that a lot of our listeners will rightfully practice the idea of offering up our sufferings to God, which is a great thing to do. But Satan often cuts us off right there. He says, just say to God, I offer up this suffering to you, Lord, and I join it with your passion on the cross. Great thing to do. But we need to take it that second step and say, Lord, how do I walk this way of the cross with you? What is the next step you want me to take to fulfill your will in my life, to become who you're trying to get me to become, to be able to rely on you in an active way, to be able to bring you to other people? It's great to take that first step of offering our sufferings to God. But in that offering, we need to not just shut the door on him. We need to leave that door open enough to be able to say, and as I offer this suffering to you, Lord, come into it. Transform it and show me how you want me to cooperate with you to make that transformation happen.
So whatever your situation is, we want to help you get unstuck and stop feeling so frustrated and unfulfilled in that part of your life or in that relationship with that particular person. Let's talk about ways to start living the life that God has for you today on More to Life. The number is 877-573-7825.
As we look at the theology of the body today and how it pertains to our topic, it reminds us that God created all the structures of our body, including our emotions, to work for our good and the good of others. Of course, because we live in a sinful, broken world, our feelings don't always work the way they're supposed to. But there is actually a godly intention and a godly call hiding right below the surface of every emotion we have. What could possibly be the godly purpose of feeling stuck, frustrated, or even unfulfilled? It can be helpful to see these feelings as a sign that the Holy Spirit is tugging at our sleeve and saying, let's take a minute to talk about this and make a plan.
You know, our natural human response to feeling stuck, frustrated, or unfulfilled is to tell ourselves that there isn't anything we can do. And then we just slog through the situation day after day, letting it wear us down to a nub, right? But God wants more for us than that. And to discover the Holy Spirit moving behind those feelings of frustration, stuckness, or unfulfillment, I think we first have to step back and bring those emotions to God. We need to pray, Lord, help me see what you want to make of this through me, and how I can respond to this situation or this person in a way that will help me glorify you, work for the good of everybody involved, and help me be my best self. And if we can practice that habit, we consecrate that frustrating situation to Christ, and he transforms it into an opportunity to experience his love, to build his kingdom, and to grow in grace. And that's where we find the fulfillment. That's where we find the ways forward. And that's what we want to talk about with you today on More to Life. Give us a call. Are you feeling stuck, frustrated, or unfulfilled in some part of your life or relationships? Maybe you're feeling unsatisfied by your work or your role. Maybe you're feeling stuck in an unrewarding relationship. Whatever the situation is, we want to help you find the most graceful way forward so you can start living the life God has for you. 877-573-7825. Let's take our concerns to the Lord, and then we'll start taking your calls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we come into your presence, and we thank you for all the ways that you provide for us and all the ways you call to us, even in the midst of our suffering, even in the midst of our struggles with feeling stuck and frustrated and unfulfilled. You said that you came that we might have life and have it more abundantly, and certainly you opened the doors to heaven, and what greater gift could we possibly receive? But you in your generosity say even that is not enough, that you call us to live lives of grace in this life, and that even in our weakness, you want to reveal your power and glory. And so, Lord, we give to you right now all those situations where we feel stuck, frustrated, or unfulfilled, all the relationships that we participate in that leave us feeling empty and frustrated, and we ask you to come into these situations and show us how to respond gracefully to them, so that in our response we can glorify you, work for the good of everyone involved, and become our best selves by living a life of grace that lets your power be revealed in these situations. We ask all of this through Jesus Christ our Lord. And in the name of the Father, and the Son,
and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great.
Pray for us.
Today on More to Life, finding fulfillment. If you're feeling stuck, frustrated, or unfulfilled, we want to help you find direction, purpose, and joy. The number to call is 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Martha, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Atlanta, Georgia.
On the Quest Radio. Hey, Martha, welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I am stuck with the spirit of rejection and the fear of rejection. And any time that anybody shushes me or tells me to be quiet or tells me that what I said is stupid is a big trigger for me, and it happens very quickly. It's like a split second. I don't even get through the time to think about those things. I have been through Unbound. I have done Resurrected Life Ministry. Mm-hmm. I am in a healing group. Yet I haven't been able to come be freed from those things.
Well,
and I
Martha,
know that the lie is that I am. Yes?
Oh, I was just going to ask you, is there a particular person who says those things to you, or is it just you mean in general? Are you there, Martha?
Did we lose her?
Oh. One more time. Martha, are you still with us? We seem to have lost the connection. Okay. Well, so the reason I was asking that is that if there is somebody who is telling you that your comments are stupid or that you should, you know, keep to yourself, then it's not necessarily, you know, that is an offensive thing, and you should be offended by it, right? And the question isn't how do you not feel offended, it's how do you deal with that offense in a graceful way. So, assuming that there is somebody who is, saying those things to you, very often, I get this from clients, we get this on calls, where people feel like it's somehow a sin to be offended by other people. You know, that if we were really good Christians, none of this would ever bother us, and we would just, you know, unite our sufferings to the cross, and just like Jesus was spit on and insulted and crucified, we should be able to accept that too. But, you know, Jesus didn't want that, right? He asked the Father to let that cup pass if there was any other way. But because there wasn't, and saving us, going through that was part of his mission to save us, he had to endure it, and he chose that. For the most part, we are not called to enter into situations where we're going to be hurt by other people. Now, you know, there may be specific people who are called to deal with specific, you know, problems and go through, and that's fine. If that's a spiritual call, fine. But, you know, in the situation you're describing, most of the time, when somebody is responding to us in an insulting and uncaring and cruel way, the answer is not, how do I not be offended by this, but rather, how do I respond gracefully to the offense? And, you know, part of that graceful response is being a loving person to that individual. And loving somebody means working for their good. So that means speaking up, right? To love somebody and to work for their good means to not let them act like a jerk. Now, you have to be charitable about the way you say it, and you have to kind of assume that they didn't necessarily mean to come off that way. So you can give them a way to save face or clarify the situation. But, you know, the answer in those situations is not, how do I not be offended, but how do I respond gracefully to the offense? And so my suggestion to you, Martha, if people are saying things like that to you, you know, you need to say, listen, I love you, and I appreciate that, you know, you have your own thoughts, but I have a right to speak here, and I'm not going to allow you to speak to me like that. So if there's something you want to say, I want to give you your turn to say it, but I need you to let me finish my sentence. You know, that's a loving thing to say, because you're letting them know that you want to hear whatever their thoughts or opinions or whatever are, but you're also insisting that they treat you with your God-given dignity, and they don't undermine their own dignity by behaving in abusive ways. So my encouragement to you, Martha, is, you know, to not take that on as you know, there's something wrong with you for being offended when somebody does something offensive, but rather to really pray and think about what are graceful ways to respond to those offenses. We actually talk more about this in my book, God Help Me, These People Are Driving Me Nuts, Making Peace with Difficult People. It's a book about setting appropriate boundaries that allow us to be charitable to others who are hurting us or offending us, but still protect ourselves from those offenses. Again, the book, God Help Me, These People Are Driving Me Nuts, Making Peace with Difficult People. You can pick it up at CatholicCounselors.com or any place that books are sold. I encourage you to check it out, Martha, and thanks so much for the call. If there is more that we can help you with, because I'm sorry that we dropped the connection, don't hesitate to call us back. We'd be happy to talk with you again at some other point. 877-573-7825. Today we're talking about finding fulfillment. You know, Jesus said, I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Well, if that's true, why are so many of us so unfulfilled? Why do we feel so frustrated and empty and stuck all the time? Well, we want to help you deal with those situations and find the grace to respond in ways that lead to that sense of fulfillment, that sense of joy, that sense of purpose and direction. Let us help you find graceful responses to those situations in your life and relationships where you do feel stuck, frustrated, or unfulfilled. The number to call, 877-573-7825. Again, that number, 877-573-7825. When we come back, in addition to taking your calls, we'll be joined by Rachel Isaac, a pastoral counselor with CatholicCounselors.com, who specializes in performance and success psychology, and she is going to be talking with us about what insights the theology of the body can share with us about what it takes to find fulfillment. Stick around for that and a whole lot more when More to Life continues right after the break.
Would you get on a plane that doesn't have a pilot? Investing in passive index mutual funds may present the same issue. The Ave Maria mutual funds are actively managed by seasoned investment professionals to help you meet your investment goals in a morally responsible way. Ave Maria funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors could invest in the no-load Ave Maria mutual fund. You can learn more about the Ave Maria mutual funds at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
60 Seconds with Father Mitch Pacwa.
The state has responsibility to orient things, but they can't take over the rights of the family, like in China, to have one child and that's it. It's a disaster over there. How many tens of millions of abortions have gone on? And one of the things that as a result of that is because of the preference to have boy children rather than girls, you have for every 1,000 boys there are 850 girls. This is a great imbalance. Same thing is going on in northern India. So this is where the government cannot take away the primary and inalienable responsibility of married couples and families. And they cannot employ methods which fail to respect the person and fundamental human rights. Beginning with the right to life, the government cannot force you to kill innocent human beings and still be a humanistic government. It's an evil government.
The people you know and trust are on EWTN.
More to Life is underwritten by the following nonprofit organization. Real Estate for Life. Buying or selling your home or business property? Real Estate for Life can connect you to one of 900 pro-life real estate agents around the world. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 80% of the referral check to Ave Maria Radio and Students for Life. More information at realestateforlife.org or 877-LIFE-US1. That's realestateforlife.org.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today's show is titled Finding Fulfillment. We're talking about those situations in your life or relationships where you're feeling stuck, frustrated, or unfulfilled. How do you respond gracefully to those situations, and how do you start living the life that God has for you, that abundant, joyful, fulfilling life? If it seems like that's too far off and you're not sure how to get there, especially if you're feeling stuck, frustrated, or unfulfilled, we want to help you connect those dots and find that way forward. The number, 877-573-7825. Joining us right now, Rachel Isaac. She is a pastoral counselor with CatholicCounselors.com. She specializes in the psychology of performance and success, and she's here to share with us some insights from the theology of the body on what it takes to be fulfilled. Hey, Rachel, welcome to More to Life.
Thanks for having me. Great being here.
So let's talk about that. I mean, what can the theology of the body teach us about finding fulfillment?
Well, I think there's really two things that it can teach us. One is that we all have gifts, and the second is that we're really all meant to be a gift. And we can truly kind of find our fulfillment in combining these lessons and using our gifts to be a gift. So essentially kind of what I mean by that here is that I think first it's really important for us to get in touch with what brings us joy. So sometimes that's related to our strengths. I think other times it's kind of more related to our interests. So maybe, for example, we have a strength of being caring and we love caring for other people. Or maybe we have an interest or a passion for running, right? And we get a lot of happiness out of going for a run every day. Right? So these are really first our gifts. And these are the kind of things that make us that unique and unrepeatable person that we were created to be and help us to maybe bring those gifts to really be a gift to other people.
Well, I think that's very interesting because, first of all, most of us, who especially people who are kind of, you know, trained in the old Catholic ways, think those, you know, what? Running every day? How could that possibly be a gift to anybody else? But when you talk about this, the first thing I hear is when something brings us joy, it's always the spark of the Holy Spirit. When it's true, authentic joy, mm-hmm. It's the spark of the Holy Spirit. And while the Holy Spirit wants us to just rejoice in that and feel that presence of the Holy Spirit in that spark, He never does anything that's just solely going to stay stationary, like a spark and then the fire never happens. So you're saying take that spark and figure out how to make even something as isolated as running be a gift to other people. How can people do that?
Right. So I think that, you know, that first aspect, right, where we're really kind of getting in touch with those gifts and kind of like you're saying, like really recognizing that those are those gifts, that's when we can really shift our focus on using those gifts to be a gift to others. So my first example was probably a bit more obvious, right? And that, you know, if we have a gift of being caring, we can certainly use that gift to care for others. But in that second example of running, it's kind of a bit harder to maybe see how we can use our love of running as a gift to others. But there's actually a lot of ways that we can really do that. So, you know, I guess, are we going for a run and just kind of staring ahead and, you know, we're in the zone, we're just kind of ignoring everybody around us, right? Or are we going for a run and are we smiling at the people that we pass? Are we, you know, wishing them a good morning or, you know, just saying hi, right? Or, you know, are we coming home from our run and we're just sort of picking up where we left off? Maybe we're, you know, just kind of giving into being exhausted from our run, right? Or we can really use that joy that we received when we were on that run to engage with our family more, to bring joy to them in greater ways, to be more focused and present. So we use that gift that of running, something that's really a gift to us and for us, and then we kind of channel that passion and that joy that we receive from that, and we're able to sort of share that with others in a more effective way.
I love what you're saying here, and I think it's important to remember we don't have to invent how to use it, right? We just have to take it to God and say, Lord, thank you for this gift. Now, what do you want me to do with it? And he'll tell us.
Yeah, but the power is in the question, and then that question of how can I use this gift I've been given to be a gift for others? And that really ends up being the way we find fulfillment. I mean, even in a difficult situation, you know, Lord, I'm going through this difficult time. How can I respond to this difficulty in a way that allows me to be a gift to others? And that question allows us to find ways to feel fulfilled and as we are being an inspiration to others, even in that challenging time. Rachel, I want to thank you for being with us. I want to thank you for being with us. We've run out of time at this point. I'm sorry about that. But if folks would like to learn more about her good work, they can go to CatholicCounselors.com and check out the St. Sebastian Institute for Performance. Check it out at CatholicCounselors.com. We are taking your calls at 877-573-7825. Again, that number, 877-573-7825. The show today is titled Finding Fulfillment, and we're talking about those places in your life or relationships where you're feeling stuck, frustrated, or unfulfilled. Give us a call, 877-573-7825.
The Catholic Church teaches that Jesus Christ is literally and wholly present, body and blood, soul and divinity, under the appearances of bread and wine. Feeding 5,000 from a boy's 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, as recorded in John chapter 6, is quite a miracle. Yet the next day, Jesus downplays it in verse 27. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. Likewise, God's provision of manna to the Israelites in the desert was also a great miracle, yet Jesus similarly downplays it in verse 49. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, but they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. Jesus is clearly stating that his Eucharist is greater than both of these amazing miracles, and the Catholic Church absolutely takes him at his word. Examining the truths of the Catholic faith, this is faithforensics.org.
Father Benedict Groeschel.
I often go back to my childhood. In church, we love to be reverent, to Christ present in the Eucharist, to Christ on the cross. But I was also impressed by the reverence of my friends in the Salvation Army. They had a little band, and I used to walk past the band on Sunday morning on my way to church. And I was just a child, but I said, you know, they're trying to pray to God. They're showing reverence to God. All this was reverence. Now what do I see? I hear one irreverence after another. And week after week, month after month, the media churns out things that make fun of religion in general and make fun of Christianity in particular, and particularly make fun of the Catholic Church. No class. Absolutely no class.
EWTN. Live truth. Live Catholic.
Hi, this is Dr. Greg Popchak. One of the biggest challenges facing newly married couples is when you have your first or your next baby. Here are 3 steps to help you work out this question together. Step 1. Ask yourself, what does God want? God has a plan for your family, and the closer you follow God's will, the happier you'll be. Pray about it as a couple, consistently and openly. Step 2, practice what the church calls responsible parenthood. Openness to life doesn't mean just openness to conception. It also means meeting the true needs of the children you have. Ask God if you have the emotional, relational, and temporal resources to raise another child happily in His love. And step 3, always stay open to what God wants to give.
Even if you've discerned that this isn't the time for a baby, avoid the attitude of, we're done. Fertility is a gift. Don't block God's gifts with artificial means. For more guidance on Catholic family planning, visit moretoliferadio.com.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
And I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Our show today is titled Finding Fulfillment, and we're talking about those areas of our life where we feel anything but fulfilled. You know, maybe you're not particularly satisfied with your work or the role that you're in, like being a parent, for example. And that's hard to admit sometimes, you know, because we've invested so much energy and time and effort into it. When we feel like we should love what we do. But if you don't, what do you do about it? Maybe you're in a relationship where you feel like your needs aren't being met and you're not sure what to do about it. Or maybe you feel like there's no point in even trying. Well, the good news is God wants to release you from those feelings of frustration, stuckness, and unfulfillment. Let us help you find the next steps forward to living the life God wants for you. In fact, we're taking a lot of the advice that we're giving on today's program from my book, The Life God Wants You to Have, which is all about discerning those next steps that God wants us to take when we are feeling stuck, frustrated, or unfulfilled. You can check it out at CatholicCounselors.com. Again, the name of the book, The Life God Wants You to Have. It's all about discerning the path that God wants you to walk and finding the grace and courage to step out in the truth that will set us free from those traps of unfulfillment, stuckness, and frustration. But give us a call today with your questions at 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. And tell us, where are you feeling stuck, frustrated, or unfulfilled? Let us help you find the way forward. 877-573-7825.
Well, you know, Greg, I think that our listeners should ask themselves, what is it that I feel a sense of relief about because it's a Friday?
Ooh, there you go.
if you're on a Friday and you're thinking, I don't even want to think about what I'm frustrated about. I just want to rejoice that it's finally a Friday. What is it throughout the course of your Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, that you're so glad to look at the horizon of escaping from on a Friday? Because that's where you're stuck. That's where you're frustrated. And we've been taught, power through it. It's just the way things have to be. Work
just live
is
for
hard.
The weekend.
Kids
just
are hard.
Live for the weekend.
Live for that weekend. You can fill it in with X, Y, and Z. And I think that's why so many of us get so oppressed as the sun starts to go down on a Sunday. You know, it's like, oh no, it's starting to Monday already. I can't deal with that. If you're feeling that you are in any way, big or small, in that pattern of you live for Friday to come, for the weekend to come, you begin to see that stress come back on a Sunday night and you start to get grumpy or depressed, or frightened, we can help you break that pattern so that you can live in God's grace, you can live in God's freedom, you can live with the purpose that God has given you in a way that empowers you, in a way that makes you feel connected to the Holy Spirit and to your best self every single day. Just give us a call at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
You know, as you were saying, Lisa, you know, the worldly message is just power through that and live for the weekend, you know, or if you're frustrated in a relationship, just avoid that person or try to check out emotionally as much as possible. But you know, the graceful way to respond to that is to know that God wants more for us. And so our job is to bring that back to God and say, Lord, how do you want me to respond to this in a way that would allow me to glorify you, work for the good of everyone involved, and help us be the people that you are creating us to be? With that, let's take a question from Michael, who's listening in Louisiana. He says that he works for a pretty demanding company. He wasn't able to stay on the phone because he's at work, but he says he works for a pretty demanding company. And on the one hand, he gets complimented for his work, but on the other hand, they keep piling more on him all the time. That's one of the downsides of being a competent person, is they always give you more stuff,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
He says, I get pretty frustrated with the negative things. How can I pull back and see the big picture and manage the stress? You know, this is a challenging thing to do at work, of course, because, you know, so much, we feel like so much is riding on it.
Well, and I think that Satan wants us to say exactly what you kind of joked about, Greg. Well, then stop being so competent. You know, if you just were more of a sluggard, they wouldn't pile stuff on you. They wouldn't think you were competent enough to handle it. And so we do that rather than be our best self and also handle the fact that we're being overwhelmed.
Well, yeah, but the other side of that, too, is, you know, Satan will whisper in our spiritual ear, you know, you are competent, and so you have to do it all. Right. And if you don't do it all, then, you know, somehow you're letting people down or whatever. Right. And I think that's kind of what Michael's dealing with here, the sense that, you know, they are complimenting him. They value his work. So they're giving him more work. So he has to do it all. And I think that it's, you know, there was a book I saw. I think it's out of print now, but it was years ago. But it caught my attention because the title of the book was Quit Your Job. And it was all about,
never heard of that one.
Yeah, it was all about how research shows that after people give their notice, they actually tend to be more productive, weirdly enough. That at points where people have, like, said, okay, I'm leaving in 2 weeks.
You mean in that 2 weeks before they leave?
Their productivity increases.
That's fascinating.
So, and why is that? Well, the author was looking at why that was. And what it was because those people suddenly became more realistic about managing expectations. They were able to be more honest with their employers about what they could do and what they couldn't do. And they were able to focus their energy on getting the stuff that was absolutely necessary done while letting go of the other nonsense.
And I think that really would, I'm just kind of trying to envision being in that situation. I think that would really clarify for a person what about that job do they want to be remembered for? What about that job do they value the most so that when they are remembered after they leave the job, people say they really added value in this. They really helped the company shine out in this. They brought our attention to this thing that we don't focus on enough. And I think that that's brilliant to be able to start thinking that way without having.
Yeah, well, and that was the author of this book's point, that, you know, we could have that same attitude, you know, by kind of mentally quitting our job even while we were at our job, not by checking out and not doing stuff, but if we kind of had that mindset that said, you know, if I were going to be, you know, if I had it in that headspace where I was going to be leaving in 2 weeks, what would I be focusing on here? What would be the most important thing? What things would I need to say to my employer, you know, constructively to be able to do my job well, to be able to make this company better and to focus on that? And I guess, Michael, you know, we always feel afraid to do that because, well, gosh, you know, what if they just, you know, if I don't do it all, maybe they'll fire me. But if they clearly value you, they're complimenting your work, they're telling you you're doing a good job. I just think that they're mindlessly saying, well, Michael can do it. Let's just dump it on his plate. And if Michael said, hey, look, you know, here are the jobs that I think are most important that I need to be putting the most energy into. Here are the other things that you've given me. Help me figure out a plan for addressing all of this. Could we work together on coming up with a plan? What's most important? Let's come up with some real deadlines for these things. Could we talk about that together? And manage the workload with your manager or with, you know, your higher-ups instead of just assuming that it all has to be done by you at some, you know, in magical way. I think that there are very few healthy places to work that would object to that. And if it is so unhealthy that they would object to that, that's a good sign you need to start looking for some other place to be. And I realize that's an easy answer. You know, it's harder to do that. But, you know, you still need to, if that's the case, give yourself permission to start looking or start praying about that at least. But in the shorter term, I think the answer has to be going back to your employers and saying, you know, look, these are the things that I think are the most important things I need to be putting my time and energy into. Here is all the other stuff that you've given me as well. Help me figure out, you know, how to manage your expectations and how to meet your, you know, your expectations for me, you know, in a way that makes sense here.
And it's it. I would caution you to never make it about this is what I'm struggling with.
No.
It's these are where my gifts really are and where I can shine out for your company. This is where I think I can really make you guys look good to your customers or whatever your circumstances
or
are.
This is what I think is most important, and here's why.
And yeah, and it's and I want to give my best to you guys. So as I put most of my strengths and energy into this, how can we sort out this other stuff in a way that it gets done for you? But I'm bringing my best talents to the situation. So you're not making it about, I can't handle it. You're making it about, I want what's best for your company, and I know where my strengths
lie.
I'll
give you an example. I was working with somebody who was a contract employee with a particular company, and then he was happy with the company. They liked him. And they gave him this job to do that was really overwhelming, not because the work was so bad, but because there was a lot of paperwork involved, you know, a lot of kind of minutia that he had to manage. And he was just looking at it and saying, this isn't a great use of my time. And it's also going to be boring and tedious, and I don't really want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So he went back to his employer and he said, look, I'm happy to do this. I like the project. But all this other stuff that's involved in this, I'm not really sure it's worth you paying me to do it. You know, can I get some help to handle some of the paperwork or some of the other things? Can you ask somebody else that you're already, you know, that's maybe already on salary or that you're paying less to manage these pieces of it? Because for me to spend my time doing this is going to cost you 10 times, you know, what it should. And you know, they were able to, you know, really respect his honesty about that and see, you know, even though it was something he didn't particularly want to do, he was able to frame it in a way that was like, I'm doing this to bring value to the situation. You know, so again, you know, having that conversation with your employer that says, I want to, you know, I'm willing to do all these things, but help me figure out the time frame, the priority, so that we can work together on managing that, and you don't feel like you have to just magically make this all happen yourself.
And remember to come from your place of strengths, because they obviously see them, Michael, so it's okay for you to enumerate them verbally so they can remember this when you're asking them to help you figure this out and negotiate the situation with you.
Great question, Michael. Thank you so much for the call. I hope that those tips helped you out. And if there's more that we can do for you, don't hesitate to reach out to us here on More to Life. The number to call, 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. We're talking with you today about finding fulfillment. Where are you feeling stuck, frustrated, or unfulfilled in your life or relationships? Let us help you find ways to bring grace, purpose, direction, and joy into those situations. The number again, 877-573-7825. And as we head out to our break, it's time for our scripture of the day, which comes to us from Matthew chapter 7, verses 9 through 11.
Which one of you would hand his son a stone when he asks for a loaf of bread, or a snake when he asks for a fish? If you, then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your child, how much more will your heavenly Father give good things to those who ask him? I think this is, I hate to use this very overused word, this can be actually a very triggering scripture for a lot of us who had parents who were not, you know, who were evil, who were not okay and would do this kind of thing, as the scripture says, who were wicked. But I think the focus here has to be on the Heavenly Father will give good things to those who ask him. He is not the broken, sinful parent. And even parents who are broken and sinful try on occasion to give good things. God can blow all that out of the water and be that good and giving Father.
Well, and you know, look to your relationship with your children, right? If your kid came to you and said that they were unfulfilled or frustrated or struggling in some part of their life, would you not want to help them find ways to either approach that thing in a manner that would allow them to get more fulfillment or joy out of it, or help them find something else to do?
Well, it's interesting because I just talked about this on my new Momfidence podcast and blog. And if you're interested in checking that out, go to momfidence.org or go to Momfidence Official on Instagram and Facebook. And I was talking about this feeling of we watch our kids and they struggle and they struggle and they struggle and they don't let us help, and what that feels like to us. And we, as adults, often do that to God. You know, it's like we know that God wants us to do something, but we will sit there and we will say, let me do it for you. Watch how great I am. Let me try to figure this out. And we don't ask him into it. And he's telling us in Matthew 7, 9 through 11, he wants to give us good things. He wants to be there for us. We just have to ask.
And so if you are feeling stuck, frustrated, or unfulfilled, the first thing you need to do, bring that situation to God. And don't just say, God, help me, God, help me, God, help me, God, help me, or God, take it away. Those are fine prayers. I'm not knocking that.
And any prayer is better than no prayer.
But what I am saying is you want to say, Lord, help me know how to respond to this. Help me know how to approach this or engage this situation, to pick up my cross, basically, and follow after you. Help me know how to respond to this in a way that would give you glory. Help me work for the good of the people involved, but help me be my best self. And that's where you start hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit counseling you on how to take step by step by step to a place where you can be more fulfilled, become unstuck, and let go of the frustration. 877-573-7825. When we come back, we are taking more of your questions about finding fulfillment in those parts of your life and relationships where you are feeling stuck, frustrated, or unfulfilled. Again, that's 877-573-7825. More to Life. We'll be back with your questions, comments, and insights coming up right after the break.
This Ave Maria program is brought to you in part by the nonprofit CMF Curo. Your search for affordable health care stops here. Since 2014, CMF Curo has provided Catholics with affordable health care sharing that goes beyond insurance. With programs that cost less than many COBRA and ACA-sponsored plans, CMF Curo is a Catholic health sharing experience that enables you to live fully alive while saving money. Call 1-833-GET-CURO to find affordable Catholic health care now. That's 1-833-GET-CURO. This program is brought to you in part by Charity Mobile, a proud partner of Ave Maria Radio for over 10 years. Charity Mobile is the pro-life cell phone company and has sent nearly $2 million to thousands of pro-life charities. 4G LTE coverage is available nationwide, and 5% of your monthly plan cost goes to your favorite pro-life charity. A video introduction is available at CharityMobile.com. Charity Mobile, everyday living, effortless giving. CharityMobile.com.
Why do we need Catholic radio? Because not everybody's sitting in front of a computer or watching their television set at home. How about when driving to work? Catholic radio's there for you. I may be a Catholic priest, but I'm still a student of the faith. And Catholic radio helps supply good material, whether it be a question and answer format show, whether it be a show itself on doctrine or theology. I myself, as a priest, am always learning.
Father Wade thinks Catholic radio is important. So should you.
More to Life is underwritten by the following nonprofit organization: Real Estate for Life. Buying or selling your home or business property? Real Estate for Life can connect you to one of 900 pro-life real estate agents around the world. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 80% of the referral check to Ave Maria Radio and Students for Life. More information at realestateforlife.org or 877-LIFE-US1. That's realestateforlife.org.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and we're talking about finding fulfillment. On today's program, what areas in your life or relationships are you feeling stuck, frustrated, or unfulfilled? Give us a call. Let us help you find God's grace and the way forward to a more joyful and abundant life. The number 877-573-7825.
Let's talk to our next caller who's listening to EWTN Radio in Michigan on Ave Maria Radio.
Hi there, listener. Welcome to More to Life. What's your question for us?
Hi. So I don't have like a specific area in my life. Mm-hmm. I just feel like life as a whole right now is kind of getting to me.
Okay.
You know, just seeing the way that like how everything is in the world.
Okay. So you don't mean your personal life so much as you just mean like the way the world is.
Well, it's like, it's just getting me down in a way, seeing the way that the world is kind of like the path that it's going in and just everything that's going on. And
so like you watch the news or you see, you know, you hear something.
Exactly.
And it's
hearing like, you know, all the way that the way that the world is going, like with the transgender stuff and like stuff like this, that just like, it's just not things that we're used to. And I'm just looking at it like, you know, what is going on? Where is this world going? Is it going to get any better? Is there hope for us? Like, it's just pretty much just, I've just been like feeling like a little down lately. Like, and
I think you and a lot of other people too. Yeah.
I think a lot of us are going between being shocked and then feeling down and then getting shocked again and then feeling down. It's a rough cycle. So I think that it's wonderful that you called about this today, because a lot of us are going, I can't wait to hear what they say to her, because I'm feeling exactly the same way.
I can't wait to hear what I say either. No, I'm just joking. No, look. Here.
Well, I think it's fair to say, as you joke about that, that nothing that we share with this wonderful caller and our listeners is something that you and I haven't been putting into practice, because this is a very bizarre and rough time.
Yeah, so I'll share personally as a way of kind of offering my thoughts on this. All right, so the other day I was reading an article actually online, and it kind of depressed me, and I started feeling what you're describing, this sort of sense of, good Lord, you know, it's all so big and I'm so little, and what could I possibly do about all of this? And I actually did what we're talking about on the show. I brought it to God. I said, Lord, you know, I'm really feeling kind of frustrated. I'm feeling down about this. I'm feeling overwhelmed about where everything is and just how little I can do. Just show me how I can respond to this in a way that would give you glory, that would help me work for the good of others, help me be my best self in the face of this. What do you want me to do? And he just reminded me of the work that I'm doing and had me focus on getting ready for my next appointment. And, you know, I can't do anything about that big thing, but I can make a difference in this person's life.
And I think I want to jump in here, because a lot of people would say, well, Dr. Greg, look what you get to do. You know, I don't do that. I'm stuck at home all day, or I'm bagging groceries, or I'm, you know, doing whatever, fill in the job, and it doesn't feel as fulfilling. But no matter what we're doing, if we're doing it the way we do it, the presence we bring to it, when we bring God into it, it changes for the good.
The answer wasn't so much that, you know, this great thing I got to do for this client. It's how do you be a blessing to the person in front of you? You know, Satan wants us to look at the big picture and say, see this? The whole world is burning down and there's nothing you can do about it. But what he's trying to do, though, is distract us from the blessing that God wants us to be to the kid that's in front of us, or the spouse that's in front of us, or that person that's in front of us. Anytime we start feeling that sense of despair about the world, that's Satan trying to say, don't be the blessing that God wants you to be to the person in front of you. Worry about all this other stuff that you have no control over. And that might sound like a distraction, my answer, but really, if you want to change the world, you got to start by being a blessing to the person in front of you. That's how you change the world. Well, God works through that in powerful ways that you can't even begin to imagine.
You know, the example that springs to my mind is right before the pandemic hit, I read The Hiding Place by Corrie Ten Boom. Excellent book. Can't recommend it enough. And Corrie was the author, but her sister was the one who really taught her how to live in the presence of the Holy Spirit. And these two women hid a lot of people during the occupation of the Nazi regime and were arrested for it and went to the camps and brought Christ into the camps in so many ways where all these miracles happened. But one of the things that Betsy did was she concentrated on how she could make that moment and that place, whatever it was, better, more beautiful, more tolerable for people. So in one case, she's in a cell with these other women and they have these jackets that they're given, you know, that barely keep them warm, but they have them. And she put them all on the peg and then she put the arms around each other so it looked like the jackets were like, you know, had their arms around each other's shoulders. And even that little tiny act made their day better, gave them a sense of camaraderie, let them laugh a bit, a little bit. Those little
in a Nazi concentration camp.
She would take the threads out of the bottom of her skirt and embroider them through to make flowers on her uniform or on her blanket to bring a tiny bit of beauty. We can bring God into any situation, but we have to do it intentionally.
So, Mike, I'm going to go out on this. You know, when you're feeling overwhelmed about how the world is burning down, there's nothing we can do, that's just Satan trying to distract you from the mission God has given us to make each person we encounter, to leave each person we encounter a little better than we found them. So I want you to focus your energy on that. Leave each person a little better than you found them. And that is going to help you start feeling the power of the Holy Spirit working through you to make a dramatic change in the world. Thank you so much for your call. And listeners, thank you so much for letting us share this time with you. We hope that the responses that we've given can give you ways to find more fulfillment, more joy, more satisfaction in every area of your life. Check out the book, The Life God Wants You to Have, which builds on these concepts and will help you find more fulfillment. You can pick it up at CatholicCounselors.com. That's The Life God Wants You to Have. And get out there and celebrate the life God wants for you, because there's so much more to life.
You've been listening to More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popcheck. More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio, and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Our producer is Dan McGraw. For copies of this program or for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.